I'm Lazo Gichos, I'm 19, and I grew up in the Medha Valley. Today, we bring you the fifth season, an audio series about surviving wildfire smoke in North Central Washington. One night last September, Okanagan County resident Albert Eisensee and his wife were asleep when they got a loud knock on their door. It was the sheriff. He told them they needed to pack their bags.
I looked out the front door and you could look to the north, and my goodness, the sky was lit up just bright orange underneath the clouds that were, you know, the smoke cloud that was coming over the top of us. And the wind was howling and it was not looking too good.
The fire was approaching quickly, and it looked like the Eisenseys were going to have to evacuate. They started to load their truck.
Well, I was wondering, what things can you put in your rig in 20 minutes to be able to get the heck out of here and have everything you need, because you might never be coming back.
So they were all ready to go, and then some visitors showed up.
People with a bulldozer and a crew of firefighters showed up and started building fire trails and fire lines.
Just in time, they were able to head off the fire and save the Eisensee's home.
It just burned in a circle around us and kept on going. And all we were left with was looking at a black hillside from the ashes and the dust. And they packed up and headed on to another place to do their work there.
The next day, the power was out, but the community showed up again, this time with a generator. Albert and his wife were able to ride out the fire with their lights on and their house intact. But that fire last fall wasn't an isolated incident. Every year now, the fires sweep across our community. And those annual fires bring a lot of smoke. For Albert, smoke is a serious problem.
A few years ago, I had blood clots that got into my lungs that caused pulmonary embolisms. And that in conjunction with the bronchitis emphysema actually put my heart in kind of a bad way. It started to swell and it put me into, I guess, what they call congestive heart failure.
Albert says his condition has improved, but he continues to experience high blood pressure and bronchitis. He uses two different inhalers and has to take a lot of medicine.
It's a list of stuff that goes on and on.
Smoke plus lung issues is not good. So Albert needs a way of keeping the air in his house clean. But air purifiers are really expensive, and Albert is on a tight budget.
I'm down to literally the Social Security is all I got left to go on. And that's not a whole lot. And you just as soon hang on to as much of it as you can for other things. So
Albert's doctor connected him to a program through the American Lung Association. They arranged for Albert to receive a top-of-the-line HEPA purifier at no cost. Albert says it's made all the difference.
Where I really notice it is when I sleep. And I spend the night when it's not running, I wake up tired. So it evidently I'm not breathing that well when I'm sleeping. And it must be that it's letting me have a little bit more air to work with that way.
He says having the air purifier means a dramatic contrast between breathing clean indoor air and smoky outdoor air.
I got a little bit of a gravelly voice from just being outside this yesterday afternoon and then again this morning for a couple hours, and it's been quite breezy, and that stuff's in the air, and it takes a little while to kind of clean myself up after I've been doing that.
The problem of smoky air isn't new.
The smoke is something that is nothing new here. It's been around since every summer since I was a little tiny guy.
And cleaning the air isn't new either. In the 1950s, Albert's family was using the resources they had to make air quality improvements.
When we were young, my mom used to hang a wet towel over a swamp cooler air conditioner and blow air in from outside, and the towel would turn almost black where the soot was being filtered out with that. But it gave us some relief. It was better than outside.
He says they were trying to basically do the same thing as his current air filter.
Yeah, I mean, it was the same thing on a very crude version scale.
Albert has seen firsthand that wildfires and wildfire smoke have been with us for a long time, and they're here to stay. So Albert's advice?
It's just a fact of life here. So if a person chooses to live here, they better figure out ways to deal with it.
Clean Air Medhow has a box fan filter distribution program to make clean indoor air accessible to all. If you're interested in learning more about dealing with wildfire smoke by using an in-home air filtration system, please visit cleanairmedhow.org or find us on Facebook.